With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Before you laugh and pump your fist that it's great news for the Cowboys, RJ and Roy saying pump your brakes a little bit. Don't pump your brakes too much outside, as Troy just said, because you're going to slip inside in the nasty weather to start off your Thursday. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ here on the home of America's team. Shout out 6 a.m. Club. And if you're listening on radio.com, the Giants are interviewing Jason Garrett to be their offensive coordinator. A lot of Giants fans yesterday on the internet not too happy about that. Every Cowboy basically pumping your fist. Why should we be a little bit worried about it if it happens in New York, RJ?
Because he has the pieces that he wants, right? He's got a good tight end and a good running back, okay? Now, I don't know much about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones might be a meh. That's what he was, right, last year?
I'd be encouraged if I was a Giants fan.
Okay.
I'd be very encouraged, much more encouraged than the Redskins with Dwayne Haskins. I'd feel good about Daniel Jones if I was a Giants fan. That's me.
All right, very good, fair. You know, but if you were to look at this, you know, they're going to want to run a, because I'm assuming that Joe Judge is going to want to mimic the Patriots, which is, we're not going to make mistakes. We're just going to play a, I hate to say a conservative because Bill Belichick's anything but conservative, but, you know, let's not beat ourselves. And I think Jason's offenses are more conducive to not beating yourself than actually going out there and beating the other team. I do think it is a good fit for him. He's got a piece, the piece that he likes. He loves the tight end. He loves the running back. That's what Jason loves in an offense. And he's got a quarterback he thinks he can work with. And when Jason was the offensive coordinator, all right, they had efficiency rankings of fourth, of seventh. If you continue on, I mean, they had it also of third. So, now, granted, that was with Tony Romo, and there was Terrell Owens, and Jason went in his prime, and a decent offensive line. But Jason's offenses were pretty good. Pretty good. And again, Tony Romo. Not Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Roy, you agree with Choppy about it possibly being a concern.
Yeah, I do. There's a number of reasons why. First and foremost, you now have an offensive coordinator on the other side of the ball that's looking at your defense and knows all of the problems and all of the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Specifically for the Cowboys, I don't know if it buoys the Giants throughout their entire season, but when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, you would have to think they have a slight advantage in that regard.
Yeah, he knows who to pick on.
Number two,
he knows the division, too.
Yeah, he provides a great sounding board for Joe Judge, who's never been in a position as a head coach. Granted, you know, Jason Garrett probably isn't going to offer up that information unless he's prompted, but he provides an excellent sounding board and a guy who's been through enough as a coach that he could help Joe with some of those options. And then I'm sure if his focus is entirely on offense, just on the offense, and not on all the other things that came with him being a head coach here in Dallas, I could see him turning that thing around fairly quickly, especially anchoring it around a run game, which he's been used to for the past several seasons. We know they're going to feature Saquon. It feels like a pretty good fit if you're willing to step back from your preconceived biases. I'm one of those that feels very negatively about Jason Garrett as a head coach, but as an OC, I would be concerned being a fan of the Cowboys.
Yeah, and, you know, like the other thing, and in terms of the sounding board with Joe Judge, if you're like,
that's a bigger concern to me than anything else. Because we know he's not going to be creative. We know he's not going to be new school whatsoever.
Yeah, listen, I mean, when he was here as the offensive coordinator, their points, and just overall, not efficiency numbers, just points, they were as high as second and as low as 18th in points. Now, the year they were 18th, Romo got hurt, missed a couple of games. That was the 08 year. He missed a couple of games that year. So they threw Brad Johnson in. But, you know, in terms of the Joe Judge sounding board, Listen, who do you feel more comfortable being in the ear of the head coach? Jason Garrett or Freddie Kitchens? Can't even run his own life. Okay? As a Cowboy fan, I'd rather Freddie Kitchens be there.
Me too.
The last thing I want is a stable voice or a stable person. Jason Garrett, for all of his faults that he may have, he is incredibly stable.
The definition of stable. The Giants interviewed Mike Shula for the job earlier this week, expected to talk with Freddie Kitchens. Shula was the Giants OC under Pat Shurmur, so maybe the development of Daniel Jones helps him out to get the job. And at the Joe Judge press conference, the co-owner, John Mara, was asked about the possibility of hiring Jason as the offensive coordinator. He said, quote, "I certainly would not have any objection to that. I have a lot of respect for Jason. At the end of the day, it is going to be Joe's decision." So there you go. I want to know how many are agreeing with you guys. And I can side with a lot of your points on the Autoflex E-Team fan text, or is it all laughter at 877-881-1053?
And then while people are saying Garrett will be out to cut Joe's throat like he did with Wade.
Oh, yeah. All right. From the 254, when has Jason Garrett ever picked on a weakness? He just runs the damn ball and he wants to run the quarterback when the quarterback is hurt. He doesn't pick.
Well, he threw the ball. There was a criticism that Jason threw it too much at one point in time.
Yeah, when you have the ability to throw the ball like he did with Romo, and they had a lack of a running game at times then you throw it. And then when you had a young Dak Prescott and you had Zeke, you run it. I mean, it's not that difficult. The Titans are doing right now an efficient offense because their running back's running for 8 yards a carry. Like, that's efficient.
From the 214, I'd be terrified, about to have Danny Dimes, Saquon, then draft Judy from Alabama, about to have some young triplets in New York. From the 972, he knows more about the NFC East than Mike McCarthy. He knows more about our own players than Mike McCarthy does. And from the 469, can the tight end run the Y option?
Evan Ingram.
I would think he can.
Yeah. By the way, if you missed it yesterday, the Cowboys got the Giants tight ends coach, who we decided to follow on Twitter, Lunda
Wells,
Lunda Wells has been with the Giants the last 8 seasons. The last 2 as tight ends coach. He was their offensive line coach from 2013 to 2017. That's not good because the Giants offensive lines have sucked. So that's the new tight ends coach, and then the Cowboys are bringing in an old face to replace Gary Brown. Skip Pete,
he was here for several years with the Cowboys. So bringing Skip Pete back, it's all about relationships. That's what a lot of these coaches, they're going to have different techniques. Remember the tight ends, was it Mike Pope?
Yep.
When he was here, he brought some different techniques. I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just about a new voice.
Skip Pete was with the Rams. But a lot of their drop-off, related to health with Todd Gurley. Skip was with the Cowboys from 2007 to 2012, also coached for the Bears and the Raiders, also a grad assistant at the University of Pittsburgh in 1989. Man, it seemed like Mike McCarthy wanted to find anyone to coach that group other than Gary Brown.
He wanted to find anyone to coach on this team that had no relation to the Dallas Cowboys.
Because we lost out seemingly on Stan Drayton in Austin. And it's weird. Mike McCarthy told DallasCowboys.com, yeah, ideally you want guys back that have been with the team. And then he's like, but in the same breath. And I think the in the same breath weighed out more than the experience with the roster and team.
Yeah, it did. I do wonder, I would like to know why. Like, why this guy over that guy? Why this guy over that guy? What was the...
Well, at the University of Pittsburgh in 1989, when Skip Pete was a grad assistant, he worked with another grad assistant named
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy. Relationships. That's what I said, though, the other day.
It's the Old Boys Network.
The Old Boys Network, it's not necessarily, a lot of these things are IOUs.
Yeah.
A lot of these things are paybacks. Not most qualified, not the best coach. It's, you gave me a job when I was desperate. You gave me a job when I was starting out. I'm going to repay you when you're kind of out of the game and you need a job and you need work. That's not the way to hire people either, but that's the world.
Yeah, it's not the way to hire people. It is the world. And
that's why they're rewriting the Rooney Rule.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Because so often it happens where one guy gets one job and then he hires eight guys whose back he all needs to scratch. And now everybody's back needs to be scratched. And guess what? We're all from the same demographic.
Well, not this.
No.
Staff. I mean, they've got a.
You can see how
United
the cycle.
Nations of a coaching staff here.
On the Cowboys Hour, Darren Woodson, one of our favorites on what needs to change under Mike McCarthy's watch compared to JG.
The mindset has to change within that locker room. Because it can't be all this fluff like, oh, yeah, you know, we're the hot boys and this and that. No. I mean, this is about winning games, taking care of games. So that starts in the offseason. What's the mindset of Mike McCarthy? How is he going to apply that to this football team and build that confidence? But Coach McCarthy to come into this situation, yeah, you have a lot of talent, but he's going to have to come in and change how they go about
accountability
and how they practice and, you know, what they do in the offseason. That's what Bill Parcells did. We went 5-11 three straight years.
Yeah.
Parcells comes in, we go 10-6.
Same talent,
and it was
too,
same
right?
talent.
Man, I love Darren Woodson so much. Love that guy. Him and Michael Irvin have been willing to call out this team for lack of focus, lack of discipline, accountability. And I love it. You can just feel it coming through the radio or your television in terms of this team not being serious enough. And Darren Woodson said it last night. 877-881-1053. My new sports obsession in DFW, it's not Mike McCarthy. It's the passing of Luka Doncic, which helped out with another Mavs win.
Luka feeds Cleveland, cuts to the basket, upstairs for the two-hand jam. Offensive rebound, Dorian Finney-Smith.
Oh.
And way up and down hard, Dwight Powell.
Didn't you see that developing?
Yes, I did.
A long time ago.
Fox Sports Southwest.
Now, when you said the passing of, I was like, who died that I missed? I was like, what happened?
No, this guy, like, you can focus on his scoring, his amazing body control, his change of pace in the lane, the step backs. I know all that. It's his passing for me. This guy, that's where his gift is for me. It's not the scoring. It is his passing and his vision. It is rare. And it is unique. Steve Kerr was talking about it the other night. Said Luka, by the way, the Mavs beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 127-123. Luka with a career high 17 assists. He had 25, 15, and 17. The rest of the team was fantastic. No Porzingis as he misses his ninth straight. We'll see what happens with him tomorrow night at the WAC against Portland. I'm trying to get to that game, by the way. Oh. Steve Kerr, Luka is really good for the NBA. He's important for the league. It's more than just what a wonderful basketball player he is. He's different. He's got this incredible knack for seeing the floor and being a step ahead. He reminds me a little bit of Larry Bird in that regard, just kind of one step ahead in the chess match. But he's also got this James Harden skill set with crossovers and step backs. He's a brilliant player, so young. He's going to be one of the cornerstones of this league for a long time. He's very important to the NBA. And he can make every pass, setting guys up. It really is a treat to watch.
Yeah.
That's why I loved Magic Johnson. You couldn't watch Magic shoot a jumper. He had Luka's athleticism, which is not special. It wasn't about Magic scoring. It was about the vision, the anticipation, and that's what I'm obsessed with about Doncic.
It really is. I mean, his ability to see the floor and dish it out, it's not Jason Williams.
No.
Okay? It's not white chocolate. It might not even be... It's not Magic either, because Magic did, you know, some crazy things with the ball.
Yeah.
But he's his own guy.
Yeah.
And he is making his mark on the league to the point where, you know, we're running out of guys to compare him to because he's going to be the guy that we compare other players to in 30 years.
Right.
That's the way it is, right? He is that different.
KP misses. Seth steps up again, 21 points. Dwight Powell, 17-9, and Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway's been a really, really nice acquisition for this team. I was worried he was going to come in here, just shoot 30%, jack up jumpers and, you know, a ton of bricks wherever he's playing. But Hardaway with 18 points, and he has been – you tell me that Hardaway is your three now behind Porzingis and Luka? I'm not afraid of that like I was once before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.